Good afternoon, St. Louis. DGS on KMOX. Happy Tuesday to you. I feel like a pilot flying to Chicago. We have a short little flight for you today.
It's about the same amount of time.
Up and down, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
We're going to go to 1:40, then we'll hand it over to the pregame, and the game today is at 2:40. Not what I planned on opening up with, but you playing Pearl Jam there just made me think of something. They have a new album coming out, am I correct? I think they do.
Yeah, I think it's already out.
Okay. I feel like I can say this, being a musician, and I feel this way about music myself. It feels like music is a young person's game and an old person's game, but not a middle-aged person's game. For example, Pearl Jam, classic, right? Yeah. Pearl Jam, are you kidding me? Shorts, cargo shorts, and flannels.
Climbing from the rafters.
Whipping their hair around.
Yeah.
And Willie Nelson. Classic. Love it. When you're 53 and you got a new album, it's like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
It's not fair. Yeah. It's not fair. But it kind of feels that way.
I really hate that you called them classic Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
But they are, if you think about it.
I mean, they are to us what the 50s
know,
were when we were kids in the 80s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's...
That sucks.
That is a...
I don't like that at all.
That's a painful realization.
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
That's not good.
Like, they are to us what Elvis was to our parents.
Do you guys think that 5,000 years ago, people noted, and I know they didn't live as long, but noted the passing of time and getting older the way we do, like... Oh man, Blowbor, he'll be 38 next year. Can you believe it?
He's getting up there.
I think that probably is what happened. By the time they realized age is a thing, they're dead.
Yeah,
right. They're like,
you know,
oh, yeah, this thing hurts. Next day, gone.
Yeah, we're living long enough to like just mark every hour on the calendar and just like, well, you can do this, you can't do this, but you can kind of do that, but you can't do that.
You got people leading armies at 15 years old. It's such a different
George
thing now.
George Washington was surveying land at 12. I mean, you're just like, okay.
Who among us hasn't?
Yeah.
It's nuts. Amy.
Uh-oh.
I have your wedding gift.
Oh, buddy.
But you have to wear it on your wedding day.
Oh!
Kentucky Fried Chicken is releasing a limited edition barbecue perfume.
Yeah. Yes.
It's called Number 11 Eau de Doua Barbecue.
That's awesome.
I think it's perfect.
It is perfect. Well,
it's something called barbecue
borrowed,
water.
Something new.
Doing a plug for the DGS podcast, I did appreciate that yesterday's 1 p.m. segment was titled Shopping with Shamey.
Oh, yeah. Well done, Andrew.
Yep.
That's good branding.
That's good.
I laughed out loud. I was like, let's see what DGS talked about. Shopping with Shamey.
You're like, hey.
Hey.
I'm Shamey.
You went back to the 1 p.m. to hear what we talked about. You were there.
Well, yeah. No, I saw.
You were on that hour.
Not specifically.
How good did I sound today? Let's find out.
You're Shamey.
Not specifically 1 p.m., but
don't
looking
cough
at.
On me.
Okay,
just cough right on me.
Amy's the one.
Better turn my head.
Literally
cough on
turns
Chris.
Right yeah. and coughs at Raji. God. But if someone in the room burps like 8 feet away, she starts waving
first
the air.
Well, don't say someone. It's you.
Of course it is.
Originate in your soul, and they come up and he hunches his shoulders.
Your coughs are fine.
Forward.
Burps don't spread disease.
I don't know. I have to be on Coffin Shamey's side on this one. There's something about burps, and there's something about Whaler's burps.
I mean,
no.
They do.
They're
coming from hell.
They're
like, it could have been any one of us.
They
have their own life.
They originate in hell, and they work their way up.
Yeah. You're such like a thick person.
Yep.
Hello.
Shamey.
Damn.
Hello.
You are.
It's all right. It's the truth.
You talk about it.
You got fat. You're going to be the worst old lady with dementia because you're going to say the absolute worst things to people. You're going to be awful.
I'm just saying, no, you talk about it all the time. And what I'm saying is for a burp to be visible in that is quite a burp.
Yeah, I'm good at it. I got to admit. It's been years of work, man.
You've had a lot of practice.
Yes.
Wheels doesn't get his feelings hurt often, but it does seem like the waving away of the burp.
Oh, no, I just think it's ridiculous. I mean, honestly, God, it's just ridiculous is all it is.
It's so gross.
Like you're going to wave away whatever you think that is.
Like, I just ate, like, a granola bar.
What do you think
bar.
It is? It's gas from your
No,
gut.
I get it. But it's still going to reach you whether you do that or not. Yeah, it's like the whole point.
A cough is like...
It's like waving away a fart. You're still getting it.
A cough is right here, right? Because I just like that. And I had it in my, like, it's right up top of your mouth. The burp is so
you know what
deep
it is?
Inside like Kevin's are, gut.
A burp is hot. Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah. Damn.
That's,
all right. Can we start the pregame show?
That's why. That's why they're so gross.
It's warm. Yeah. Warm air.
Humid. They're humid.
Yeah. It's gas air. From Kevin's intestines. And he's like, so you're waving away whatever you think it is. I don't know what you think is in there.
I guess you think it's a bunch
there.
Of bees guess, or something.
I guess the better way to put it is resistance is futile. It's not helping. You're not helping. It's just making you feel better.
Seems like a threat from the thick one.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Here, let me get some more Mountain Dew.
You're getting the burst whether you like it or not.
Why do you have so much soda?
Can you make yourself burp? No, oh, I'm not asking.
Literally, no, yes. Yeah, anytime, okay. Anytime I want.
I can do that, too,
But
though.
You can't always do the good ones.
Yeah.
The good
well,
ones are...
You know,
they
can't
are,
all be great every
right,
day.
Right. But yes, on demand, anytime.
You just got to swallow a little air.
I learned that when I was like 8.
Yeah, it pops right back up.
Well, don't shame us because we can't.
You probably can.
You could.
You can't make yourself burp.
You've never tried.
No.
Dave. Oh, I think at some point I probably tried.
Yeah, okay. Bro, you can do kid. It, right?
Yeah, I don't do it,
but you can.
Kevin and I are both under the mistaken delusion that you guys want to, and so we're like, we're both encouraging you. Like,
don't rush. We're on the radio. This is KMOX.
You can only burp if you do it as James Gum.
Don't come on.
Yeah.
Dorothy's going to be mad.
Rod just over there making faces like a baby filling a diaper.
Our show's about to get cut a lot shorter.
I'm having a tough time.
Come on.
It's not working.
It's okay. It's
I know okay. I can do it because I've done it.
Oh, man.
I've done it.
I totally have.
Like,
I've totally
trying
done it before.
It's like you're trying to convince everybody. Like, no, really, I can do
can.
This.
I can usually make myself sneeze, and that's about it.
Oh, really?
You looking can do at light?
That? That's cool.
Looking at light, or I can push a certain place in my nose.
Oh, really?
That's super cool.
I can just look at, if I look at a bright light, I'll sneeze for sure.
Yeah, I kind of think cool. so. Like, I can't do that.
I know how to stop a sneeze by putting pressure on the underneath part of your nose right here. That stops it.
I didn't know that.
I don't like snopping sneezes, though.
Snopping.
Stopping sneezes.
Yeah, no.
It's just like,
it's not good for you.
Yeah, you're right. It's not good for you. I agree with Rachel.
I hate the way my daughter sneezes. So from the jump, she does this.
She doesn't want to let it go.
So she's trying to hold it in.
That's really bad.
And now it's just the way she does it. She's like, this is the way I've done it for 19 years.
Oh, no. Oof.
Can't help.
My dad is the sneeze screamer. He screams when he sneezes.
Oh, my gosh.
My dad, too.
Jar
does he really?
Yeah. He goes,
Sexy. Between that and your KFC barbecue perfume.
The perfume will make him sneeze.
Yeah. What if he's allergic to the barbecue?
It'd be one hell of a ceremony.
Mine's like that too, though.
It's so.
Yeah.
I almost died the other day. I sneezed 8 times while driving.
Oh,
that's
no.
Awful.
Yeah.
Yeah. That'll do
so
it.
You're just looking for like 2 seconds of sight between.
Yeah.
Are you like two hands? Just
ten and six.
Yeah, locking it in.
Like I was driving the cars at Six Flags again.
Ooh, I had something get in my contact lens when I was driving home last night.
No.
Yeah, that's not good.
Okay,
because your instinct is to close your eyes.
I've asked this before, because I've never worn contacts. But they freak me. Can a contact lens go down into your cheek? Basically, can it go here?
I don't think it could go up.
It can
right?
go down under the lids, but it's sealed. I think.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't know about your cheek because it can go behind your eye for sure.
Right, but there's
like
a point
week.
Where it can't keep going.
Behind
like
your
it
eye.
Yeah, but it won't go in your brain.
Right.
Like there, it's a little. It's its own little space there.
He's so you're down into your cheek because you're saying like because of the like all the different passages somehow like an eyes, nose, mouth all connected.
Yeah, it all comes from fourth grade. Sam Shear, who is my three-legged race partner, and on recess playing kickball. He got hit in the face and he was taken off. Mm. And then the rumor mill started and it was, oh, he's wearing contacts and went down into his cheek. And I was like, throw up.
Oh, no.
Make myself sneeze.
So I saw when I was a little kid, and this is also that age where you're very impressionable and things traumatize you. It was, is it Penn and Teller? Are they the Vegas magicians?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And one of them, he put something in his nose and then was like able to get it out his eye. And that like freaked me out so much.
Oh, yeah.
It really freaked me out. It was a pea. It was like a pea sized thing. And I just, to this day, don't know if that was a magic trick or not.
Yeah, he didn't.
I mean,
magicians.
They are magicians. Yeah.
Yeah, he didn't really do that.
I saw somebody.
It looked like it, though.
He cut that poor man in half.
I swear I've seen somebody.
That's one I can't figure out. How do they do it?
Okay. Did somebody took milk in through the nose and then squirted it out the eye? Who was that?
Oh, a lot of people can do that one.
Yeah, that one's
like the lizard thing.
Yep.
Make sense then that there's that.
Yeah. I was in the car once with a kid who shoved a Flintstones vitamin up his nose, and to this day I swear I could make Barney's face out like through his nose.
No.
Barney Rubble.
And it was like, I have to admit,
hey there, Dave.
It was so great not being that kid. Like, I just got thrown in the car with him, you know, and he's crying. He's like, it's going to go in my brain. I can feel it. And I'm just like, that's Mr. Rubble. Yeah. He's married to Betty.
That's funny.
Hey there, good buddy.
Oh, man.
Good start. 123 DGS. Saw an interesting study last night. So what they did is they showed pictures of things to people. And then had them rate how long they looked at them. And some of the pictures were impactful. And, you know, like big things happening. And others were just like kind of background. And what they found with like 100% correlation over all these hundreds of people that they tested is that the impactful photos, and they would only look at them for like literally a second. That to a person, they estimated that they had looked at the impactful photos up to 10 times longer than the others. And they looked at them all the same. Isn't that interesting?
Hmm.
You know, we've all had time dilation in like a car accident or you fall down the stairs or something. But it seems that the brain has a way of recognizing, oh, that's something. Let's really take a look at this. And you sense that, and you sense that you're really taking it in and studying it, even though you're not looking at it any longer.
Interesting.
So it's one way to think of it is the depth of it, because it's got an emotional connection. Mm-hmm. It's the total difference between reading two lines out of a very moving book or two lines out of a medical dictionary. You're not going to remember anything from the medical dictionary or, you know, a phone book, but you would remember a couple of lines from that book.
It's a good analogy.
Penetrates deeper into who you are.
Yeah. Speaking of making memories, have you guys seen the video of the memory literally being made? It's amazing. It's obviously it's a brain, and you can see it just looks like these two little wires, and they're moving closer and closer to each other. And then when they touch, it lights up, and that's a connection being made.
That's interesting.
Yeah. Is that crazy?
That's crazy, insane.
We're awesome.
They also just came out with a video of an atom turning into a wave. And on the same day, they spotted a six-legged gazelle in the Middle East, and people thought it was like the Third Temple or something. Like, we live in such a strange time. We have quantum mechanics leading to quantum computers, and we have artificial intelligence, and yet we live in Idiocracy.
It's such an interesting...
Isn't it?
Dichotomy, isn't it?
It's like an Idiocracy. My memory of the movie is there was really nothing smart.
Mm-hmm.
We have tons of smart stuff going on, but it's like we have 100 smart people and 8 billion dumb people.
Well, dude, our technology has outpaced our intelligence by a lot, which is why I think artificial intelligence is probably more frightening or unnerving than it would be otherwise, because I don't trust us to keep it at bay.
Right.
Well, especially,
I don't trust there are enough smart people realizing what's happening and what we should do to put the guardrails on it. There are a few, but not enough of them.
Would you guys also say that part of my concern on that, Ronj, is that the smartest people aren't the ones that are leading.
Mm.
They're not the ones laws. They're not the ones big decisions. The smartest people are the ones creating
the boys in the truck
these things, but they're We don't have enough people near or at that intelligence level, like technological intelligence level, that are helping run the show.
Our leaders don't even understand it.
Right.
Which I'm among them. I don't understand it either.
Right.
But they also don't know that they don't know enough about it.
Right.
And aren't willing to let the expert tell them or the experts.
I also...
It's whatever's going to be financially beneficial to them personally as a political candidate. That's the decision they're going to make.
I also think the experts don't realize how much they don't know. I think a lot of times when we're messing around with DNA and human genes and artificial intelligence, it's just... full speed ahead, and they think, oh no, we know, we've definitely anticipated all of the unintended consequences.
Did you see
of
the
this
AI priest Father Justin? It's a real thing.
Justin,
it wasn't from the Vatican, but it was from a Catholic church. And he was doing confessions, and you couldn't be absolved, but you could still do confessions. And they finally pulled it when he said that it was fine to baptize a baby in Gatorade.
Oh.
That's also, real story.
Isn't that idiocracy?
I might be remembering things wrong, but isn't the whole point of confession being, what do you call it? What you said?
Absolved?
Absolved. Like, that's the whole point. So
if all you're going to do is tell your secrets.
What's the point of doing that whole thing if you're not actually being absolved, which is the whole point of confession?
You're just confessing into something that will record it forever.
Amy, that's exactly it. They said, like, with a human priest, you can depend on their discretion, hopefully, but with this guy, who's baptizing babies in Kool-Aid.
In Brondo.
Be like, remember this guy said something.
I'm just laughing at Wheeler. Wheeler's telling the story, and it's Wheeler, and he's talking like this, and he goes like, but he had a bunch of money. His family's one of the biggest tomato distributors in the whole country. And I'm about to do a live for the Going Team. I'm like, don't say stuff like that.
It was true.
But he comes from a pickle conglomerate, so...
I can't help it.
It was like funny as a fact and funny if it was a euphemism.
I know. They don't grow them. They don't sell them. They distribute them.
Yeah, I think they do it all.
That was hilarious.
It really didn't even matter. It was just
was a
part
a
of the story. Yeah,
I don't want to big of the squash dealers in the Midwest.
I think he must be related to Abe Froman.
Squash empire.
That's great.
Sausage king of Chicago.
I just heard that you're throwing out the first pitch.
Oh, yeah.
That's exciting.
I forgot that Steve had texted me that. Yeah, it'll be fun.
That'll shut up.
Looking forward to it. Yeah. It'll be fun.
KMOX day?
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Nice.
Have you done it before?
No.
No. Awesome.
I mean, like, for real, but not there. Yeah. Not there, though, no. It would have been weird when you're covering the team.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, but since I do this now, I can be that.
Silly question, since it's you, but nervous at all?
No.
Okay.
Come on,
that's
Dave.
All the questions.
Amy asked me about it, because I'd forgotten that Steve had texted me, and she was like, "How are you gonna? You're gonna like
how throw hard
it
with are you some gonna
throw? Yeah. And I'm like, I don't know. I don't want to be the douche guy that's gonna fire it in there.
That's what I.
But I also don't want to baby it and get made fun of by all of my friends.
I said you gotta throw.
So
it
I'm
in
thinking
such
like
way, right?
I'm thinking like batting practice speed. Just you know, 70%. Just beep.
So people know, like, oh, this guy.
Yeah, they're gonna. Nobody cares. They're gonna
I
be
care.
Like, mm.
Well,
like
Kevin Wheeler could bring.
Yeah,
it.
Yeah, look at that guy. Sign him up. So here's what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna throw it. I should throw it as hard as I can and then like look up to the press box and yell for Mo like it's Gladiator.
What?
Mo!
Well, you haven't seen Gladiator. You wouldn't know.
Yeah.
It's a Gladiator movie.
Yeah.
Don't see it. It's dirty.
It's great. There's killing.
Is there a front button?
Let's see.
No front button.
No.
Not a single front button.
No. I may remember one or two.
Probably really? Back butts if it's Gladiator. Just regular butts.
Yeah.
We have a minute and a half left in this show.
And Amy's
I'm
just
worried.
Trying to say butt as much as she can.
She is. Because
she doesn't get in trouble for it anymore.
We weren't allowed to say bottom or stupid.
Or stupid?
Yeah.
Stupid
Look
bottom?
At you.
Or shut up.
You just rebel.
What was your go-to that you could get away with?
Stinker.
Oh,
you're a stinker face.
I don't even know that we had one. Probably like a meanie.
Did you ever
or something.
Like whisper it to someone? Like, your butt's so stupid.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Do you do it now?
Oh, yeah.
She said a bad word to me.